Aircheckdownloads.com.
There he was, Mr. Grabber Voice with a capital G there, Mr. Tommy Bruce in our 60s Pick of the Pops this week, down at number 19. Right, misbehaving, but don't you believe it. We also had three lovely ladies. They were known as the K-Sisters. Oh, yes, fellas, remember all that blonde hair? I remember it well, right? And there they were, coming down the top 20 of 1960, down at number 18, the K-Sisters and Paper Roses. By the way, girls, 30 years ago, remember you saw him on the television and you heard his records and you just went all quite dithery. And he certainly was well and truly on the way there, brand new at number 17 in the last week of August in 1960. Mr. Mark Bitter there, An Image of a Girl. Well, it's Radio 1 and BFBS together here for the top 20s of the 60s. Mr. Adam Faith, he made an appearance too. He was down at number 16. And there he is, businessman of 1990 and celebrated writer in the Sunday Mail, Mr. Adam Faith from 1960 down at number 16. How you doing, Adam? Right, the one called Made You. Oh, yes, and there was Ken Dodd too. Oh, yes, he was well and truly on the way because he was on the climb in 1960, 30 years ago, this very week, right? Mr. Ken Dodd and Lovers Like a Violin. Right now, we have some news for our Radio 1 FF listeners, FM listeners, should I say, because having sampled the road show from Super Western there from Mr. Philip Schofield on Tuesday, it's going to be happening again.
Philip Schofield here, and tomorrow the Radio 1 juggernaut makes its assault on Minehead. After leaving Western Supermare a mere shadow of itself, they begged us for mercy in Minehead, but we ran the barriers and made camp. If you want to be a part of the biggest travelling radio show in the world, make your way to Gaiety Green's Summer West World in Minehead. Entry tomorrow is totally free. We're on stage at 10, live via satellite at 11 o'clock. The mighty Radio 1 roadshow juggernaut is waiting for you on the Gaiety Green Summer West World in Minehead for day two of the last week of the season. Miss it and weep.
The 1990 Road Show on 1FM.
Thank you very much indeed, Philip Schofield. Right, let's go back to 1960 and the 60s Pick of the Pops. Ken Dodd had gone up to number 15, and just above him on the climb was the great Roy Orbison.
Dum, 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 dum,
well, we have the legacy of that huge recorded repertoire left to remind us over and over again, and we'll never forget Mr. Roy Orbison there on the climb, up to number 14 in 1960, and Only the Lonely. Hey, and there was our own Gary Mills. Remember Gary? Sadly, Pop Vickers, he's no longer with us, but in 1960, he was the heartthrob of the time, that's for sure. Mr. Gary Mills there, down at number 13 in our 1960 Top 20, Looking for a Star. Right, it's the 1960 Pick of the Pops here on FM Radio 1 and also BFBS in Germany. How you doing, BFBS? All right, here's Mr. Lonnie Donegan. And there he was, the rather dynamic Mr. Lonnie Donegan there from 1960, brand new at number 12 in that top 20, and the one called Lorelei. Right. Oh, yes, Brian Hyland, he was there. Remember, that was 1960, and in 1990, it's been happening all over again. This was the original, all right?
Guess there isn't any more.
Well, in 1990, it's for Bomb Ballerina, but back in 1960, the original there from Mr. Brian Hyland, down at number 11 in the Pick of the Pops top 20 there. Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Polka Dot Bikini. We're going to come back to Pick of the Pops in 1960 very soon, but right now, let's go over to the newsroom and to Jilly Parton.
Four defendants in the Marathon Guinness trial have been found guilty of conspiracy, fraud and false accounting. I'll be back with an update at 3:30.
Thank you very much indeed, the lovely Jilly Parton there. It's 28 minutes to the hour at 3 o'clock. Let's go back. Here we go.
Radio 1 FM.
Radio 1 FM. 1960.
Well, we've reached the 1960 top 10, not off.
AirCheckDownloads.com.